This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is always one of our favorite annual episodes when we talk about the Atlanta Ballet's production of The Nutcracker.
Well, The Nutcracker is such a fun show, and this year is going to be a historical performance for many reasons.
Yes, it is. In fact, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by John Welker. He's a longtime Atlanta Ballet dancer with Atlanta Ballet. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me both.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I know you're right in the throes of the production right now, so grateful for you swinging by and giving us some time.
Absolutely.
John, before we get into our conversation about this year's production, take a few quick seconds to tell us a bit about you, your background, and give us a quick overview of Atlanta Ballet.
Sure. Well, to start with my background, I've been dancing really since I've been, as a classical ballet dancer. I started when I was 10 and have been doing it professionally since I was 16. So I've been at this a long time, a lot of great experiences in there. So yeah, this is a bit of a bittersweet moment for me for the Nutcracker. But since it was the Nutcracker that kind of got me into dancing in the first place, this is, a great way to, you know, hang up the hat and move on to another career. But for the Atlanta Ballet, I couldn't be more thrilled to have spent 22 seasons here, because as many people know and many people don't know, perhaps, that the Atlanta Ballet is the longest continually classical ballet company in the United States. Not just the state, not just the region, but the United States. It's pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable.
Amazing.
Most people don't know that.
Yeah, we've 80 years so now. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about this year's performance of The Nutcracker. I understand that it's the first performance season of a new artistic director.
Yes, yeah, that's correct, yeah. Gennady Nedvigin, I think I got that last time.
Nedvigin, that's what I got.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 19 total performances. It kicked off on December 9th. So anything different from this year's production than past?
You know, if I'm speaking from a personal perspective, absolutely. For me, you know, as a you could say, swan song for my dancing career, everything has kind of lent a specialness that hasn't happened in the past, you know, where I really get to enjoy what I've been able to accomplish and what the art form has given me. And it's not only a time to celebrate the holidays, but for me to personally celebrate my time here in Atlanta with the audiences through this great production.
It was intriguing when you said a few minutes ago that it was the Nutcracker that in essence inspired you to get into dance in the first place. And I have to, when I look back on my life and the first exposure I ever had to ballet was The Nutcracker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably consistent with most people, right? I mean, this is such a loving, warm holiday tradition.
Yeah.
But I think it is probably the exposure for most people to ballet.
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of the gateway to the dance world. A lot of people fall in love with this production and are intrigued to learn more. And so I encourage people also to do that with our season. We have an amazing lineup of performances after Nutcracker through the 2017 season. So, but yeah, for me personally, when I first started dancing, you know, Nutcracker was my first performative experience on stage. And it's just magical. I mean, when you're up there and you're in front of 2,000 plus people performing to this, you know, magical score by Tchaikovsky, to a live orchestra with the maestro in front of you, the lights, the set, the costumes, all these things, to a 10-year-old, it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's all magic. And, you know, that childhood wonder is, even through the years, I've done it every year. But that just kind of further fuels me, because I know there's 10-year-olds in that audience, or you know, whatever age, that are kind of experiencing the same experience I had. And that just continually gives back to me. So it's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also understand that this is a ballet that there's a lot of young performers on stage,
yeah,
as many as maybe 200 performers. So what's kind of the age range of those dancers and what parts do they play?
Yeah, what's wonderful is not only the amount of the students that perform with us, but yeah, it's the range of ages and experiences, you know. So we have little young ones who are the mice that just couldn't be more adorable on that stage. From ranging, you know, for as young as like seven, eight. And then we got a fellowship program where they're kind of on the cusp of a professional career. And some of these young artists are, you know, around 22 years of age, you know, just kind of on the brink of a professional career.
When did the production start? I mean, you guys didn't just get together on December 7th and begin to figure this thing out. No. Talk about the behind the scenes a bit on this.
Yeah, it's always a very intense time of year. This is a production I've done since, you know, I began with the Bally here in 1995. So I'm personally very familiar with it. So my preparation time is a little less than someone who might be new. But generally, we take about 3 weeks, which is actually very quick to put on the size of production, because these are professional dancers and they're very, very good at what they do. But yeah, there is definite level of preparation. You know, a typical full-length production will take more like 6 weeks plus, because this is something that's very familiar in a lot of returning dancers. We can kind of expedite that process. But the kids, they start actually in September.
Yeah. I wondered about that.
Very, very cool. All right, John, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with John Welker, a longtime Atlanta Ballet dancer with Atlanta Ballet.
Let's talk about the set a little. Not only are you in the Fabulous Fox, but I understand that it's going to snow.
Yeah, on stage and in the audience. Very different, though, effects for the dancer experience. the snow on stage, we have quite a bit of snow that falls from above us that are on these rails, and this bag of snow kind of moves up and down, and the snow falls through these little slits in the scenery. I mean, it creates this wonderful, beautiful snow effect on stage, and you can't tell from the audience, but I'll just kind of get a little insider's note for everybody in the audience. It's made up of this kind of shredded, crinkled plastic. It's a lovely effect to how it falls and flutters, but it can be, as we were talking, it can be a little, I wouldn't say disastrous, but problematic for the dancer, maybe getting in the eye, or, you know, if you're breathing heavy, it kind of gets in the back of the throat.
To create a dancing hazard as far as being slippery or
anything. That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, a little bit, especially for the ladies in point shoes, not so much for the gentlemen in the slippers, but the point shoes, it's very easy to catch an angle on that point shoe. If you get on that snowflake, you go right down. It's a little bit hazardous.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, this performance, if you were to have a blank stage and just have the dancers and the music, it would be a powerful performance. But when you layer on the Fox Theater or any amazing venue that you see around this country or around the world, and on the sets and then the falling snow, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
I was too young to fully appreciate the athleticism and the skill that you all display. I understand and respect that now. But it's that all-together experience that just makes it such a memory for most of us.
Yeah, it's just visually just stunning. You know, when you put all those elements together, it creates this whole that's just really a sum greater than its parts. And we do a really interesting thing when we do our outreach for a lot of different schools is our technical director will come out on stage and take those sets and scenery away and take all those elements and just show the bare stage with the dancers. And then he relayers them back so they get to see kind of how you create those effects.
That's neat.
Children love it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Well, I have to ask you, so what roles are you playing in this production?
Well, this year I'll be doing three different roles. I'll be doing you could call him the lead character role, Drosselmeyer, the uncle who gives the nutcracker. I love that. You get to do a little magic on stage. You get to fly. You get to disappear and reappear. I love that role. And also these other two roles, I'll be doing the Cavalier in the second act, and also I'll be doing the Snow King in the first act.
Very, very cool.
Keep me busy.
Yeah, it's a pretty wide range there. So I guess, you know, as your last performance on stage with Atlanta Ballet will be December 24th. How do you feel about that? Are you looking forward to quote-unquote retirement?
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, it's all bittersweet because, you know, it's been quite a long road for me, 22 years, and the memories that I hold and keep dear obviously I'll keep with me for a lifetime, but just that experience of working with these wonderful artists in the studio and being in there in that building, creating this work, that's so inspirational for us personally. And we hope to bring it out to the audience as well. So, I mean, it's a bittersweet, but it's also interesting. I feel it's time. You've been in it so long. When you are a professional dancer, it's pretty all encompassing and your focus has to be pretty narrow to maintain the athleticism required of you to do these performances. So I'm really looking forward to a new career and gaining new experiences outside that.
Well, let's talk for a second, though. I mean, a 22-year career with Atlanta Ballet, right?
Yeah.
But dancing professionally since you were 16, that's a long career.
Long time,
yes. Am I correct in my understanding that that's an above-average length of a career? I mean, this isn't light little ballroom dancing. This requires serious skill, athleticism. Yeah. Talk about the longevity of and that. I mean, that's an impressive career.
Yeah, you could almost attach the lifespan of a professional dancer's career to that of an elite athlete. We train our bodies very similarly. The level of injury is very equivocal, you know, very similar, and the type of injuries as well, believe it or not. So to have a career that spanned that long I have to be so thankful, you know, because oftentimes a good long career is you finish around your mid-30s or so.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes a lot of people, they don't leave on terms that is their own decision.
Right.
So that's quite a luxury for me to be able to say, you know, I'm ready to retire, not have to be forced by injury or other happenings that make that happen. Yeah. So it's a blessing.
It's just interesting. You think of gymnasts and they retire much younger than dancers.
Oh my goodness,
but then you think of those of us who are out here, you know, working in corporate America and, you know, we're jealous. You're retiring much younger than we're going to get to. You have the chance to have a completely new, separate, different or similar career.
Yeah, it's both frightening and exciting to think about.
Pretty exciting to me.
But we all need that a little bit in life. I think that's a good thing. So, all right, well, we're running low on time, John. So before we wrap up, a couple of final details on this year's production of The Nutcracker. Walk us through how you can get tickets, what the costs are, and any other information that we ought to be aware of and where to go.
You can buy tickets at the door of the day of the show or the morning of the show at the Fox Theater box office. So you can get through the Fox Theater. You can also go through the Atlanta Ballet website, atlantaballet.com. We also have a ticketing window at the Atlanta Ballet main location in West Midtown. So you can go in person and buy tickets there. Tickets start as low as $25. You know, and there's group discounts. I'm not sure the exact details, but I'm sure they'll be online as well.
I'm sure they will be. $25 is one of the best values you can get
for your
holiday dollar. That is for sure. Well, John, good luck to you and your as you wrap up this final performance, and good luck with the balance of your life and career.
Thank you so much. I much appreciate that.
I'm sure our paths will continue to cross, and I look forward to seeing what you do next. I suspect it'll remain involved somehow in dance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right. John Welker, a longtime dancer with the Atlanta Ballet. Great to have you again. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, John Welker, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.